Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Royal Family.
Blog Talk Radio.
Royal Family, it's Queen Akaya, that's right, the queen of the real deal, no BS talk show, current events and what matters to us, that's right, Black Lives Matter, real talk, kings, queens, prince, princess, take your royal places, it's showtime, music please.
I could just see him in his chair, jammed with his suits. rooted, always looking 100% good. In this moment, she's saying, I cannot say what's wrong or right. You know, come on now. Not to fool me, not her. Because I'm addicted to the good life. Lead the way. I'll follow. No need to say where we are headed now, babe. I'll follow to the edge of it all. Come on, lady. To the edge of it all. Tell your good life. Cause I'll buy no matter what. Festival now. Before the moment flies. Tell them good lines. Tell your good lines, baby. That's right. We're like, what you lying to tell them about today? All right. Thanks for tuning in to the show today. We're going to be talking about our wonderful brother. One who wasn't afraid to tell us the truth. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to play a couple episodes from him. You know, I don't know why it was so difficult for so many women to just say they didn't like him. You know, why would they beat him up so bad? You know, I guess because of the truth. But he say them good lies. We so addicted to those good lies. We are. We are addicted to no matter what we do, there's going to be somebody waiting at the end of that rainbow, the end of that tunnel, at the light at that tunnel. Come on now, ladies. How many of our friends have we realized we're burying by themselves? They don't have no man. They don't have no woman. They don't have anybody in their lives. They're just leaving this earth. I had a sister that just left Monday, the 4th of July. You know, she wasn't in a relationship. She had one of them good jobs, but, you know, she was overweight. Yeah, she was a lot overweight, not a little bit, a lot. So, you know, I've adopted the attitude of I'm definitely going to work out. I'm in that gym. I got about 10 pounds to lose. That's about it. 10, 15 at the absolute top. And that's what I'm going to be working on. Working on me, getting myself together, getting my mind together, first of all. And what he say, the first thing you got to do is do that. What's that? Rip that damn list up. That's what's that. That's what I'm talking about. So we're just glad you're tuning in to the Real Deal No BS Talk Show today. We've been... radio silence, you know. I've been doing that prayer and meditating. I've been doing that reaching above and beyond those chakras. I've been able to go deep within. I've been taking some time after this whole pandemic went down and just reevaluating my life and just, you know, looking at what is it that I want to do with the rest of my life? What's on the agenda? What is your plan? You know, it's not like I have not been married. I've been married 3 times. That's right. And gonna do it again. But you know what? After listening to Kevin Samuels, I don't really think it's necessary to remarry. Because, you know, he was basically saying that was basically for children. You know, women that were going to be producing children in that relationship. And, you know, we ain't producing no kids over here. So, you know, what's the use of being married? I guess it's just one of those, have a real good relationship with a person, another man, another woman, another person in our lives is who we want to have a relationship with. We want to be involved in love, and love comes in all flavors, shapes, and sizes. I do believe, but, you know, I do have to agree with him about, you know, what we look like and what we present at the table. You know, are we willing to work out and keep a fit body? Or are we just too masculine to have men? Because we've been taught that, you know, we have to get it on our own. Get those college degrees, make a wonderful life for yourself, buy that most expensive house, buy that most expensive car, dress to the nines, like he was ready to slay something, right? I mean, he was always looking good, good, good. I mean, he had what, suit Saturday? He had suits on Monday through Sunday. That brother was dressing, you know? Oh, my goodness gracious. Men don't dress like that no more. But, yeah, they do. There's a lie right there because he was. Anyway, I'm doing some detail.
The second kid versus getting out here in the happy hour scene, the club scene, continue to try to recapture the college life that you can never recapture. It's over. And you got a bunch of late 20s and 30-something people out in the club still trying to recapture the college, university life, and it's gone. You haven't matured any further. You don't have any more social skills. You stop maturing when you stop dating. You're further in your career. You're further up in your economic and your earnings, but you're completely socially awkward. To where even if you ran into Mark or a guy like Mark, you can talk about stuff. You want to talk business. But when he's talking to you, it's not like he's talking to a woman. Even if he sees you and be like, hey, Angie, what's going on? Oh, yeah, I remember you. Like, man, Angie was always in shape. But, dang, there's just something about her, man. I mean, she's just a little hard. She's a little gruff.
I know. I'm eavesdropping on his conversation here he's having with his audience. He's giving us the synopsis of a woman that's like your buddy and always will be. And then there's one that's absolutely breathtakingly gorgeous. That don't want nothing to do with certain men in the clique or the group. You know, he's painting out a scenario of 3-4 people, Mark, Aaron, Tina's, the Karens. You know, he's painting out a little picture to kind of tell us that when we're in college, we lived a certain way. And when we were younger and then now that we're older, we're just out of the mix as far as dating. But yet and still, we're still out here trying to find somebody. Women over 35, I think that's where he says is the old school. You know, that's the one that need to go give it away, I think, over 35 or 40 at least. So that's what we're listening to right now. And I'm going to continue on for a couple minutes of that. And I'm waiting for my new host to join me so we can continue our conversation going forward.
Man. I mean, I knew he didn't like me when I was younger, but I figured now he done whipped through all the little bobble hairs like Hillary and his, I got an MBA and I got a PhD. I mean, why? And never ask Mark, and Mark is never going to tell you. You're disagreeable. You're uncooperative. You're socially awkward. There's something off in the energy and the vibe and the communication. And I'm not invested enough in our interaction to explain it to you. I'd rather just keep us Facebook friends, LinkedIn contacts, LinkedIn connections, and keep it moving. So you get Angie's and Tina's with a bunch of Marks and men like Marks all in their Facebook, all in their LinkedIn, but no dialogue. They go look on his page, he don't even know that exists.
They exist. Okay, Kevin.
Ladies, your super high standards and one-itis is keeping average women single. It's keeping you single because Mark don't want you. And even after you get a chance to reconnect at the 10-year reunion or whatever, y'all can hook up. Y'all can have a weekend fling or two, but he's never going to take you seriously. If Mark wants a woman, he is serious about her and he proposes to her. We're going to talk about that too. I have to open the call line. See, Mark, high value men, see a lot of women, let me go into this now. See, a lot of women have said men on Mark's level ain't out here trying to find no wives. They're out here trying to run game. No. Mark marries. Mark wants a wife. And Mark is not trying to be with somebody for 2, 3, 4 years. He's trying to get a wife and move on and get started with life. He just does not want you, Angie. He doesn't want you, Tina. He wants Hillary or he wants Hillary part two. He's 35. He wants the 23-year-old version of Hillary. He's 30, 35. He wants the 23-year-old version of Hillary. He wants them under 25 because men know implicitly If you're going to deal with a woman, it's better to get her younger because she's easier to deal with and more cooperative, more agreeable. The longer she goes, the more likely you're going to have issues. Now, women get upset, but this is hell true. So the question becomes, what do you do? Because the Aaron is still out there. You cannot get Mark. Mark will, like I say, he may hit it a couple of times, but Mark, he ain't going to lead you on. But see, here's what you hear women talking about. So I should settle for Aaron? Oh, we got to talk about it. Let's talk about it, ladies. How many of you have waited too long for a man who never wanted you? You want Mark, but Mark don't want you.
Wow.
And you really should have been looking for it with somebody on Aaron's level.
No, he didn't read us like that. How many of us have friendships or relationships with people that have been in our lives pretty much our whole lives? You know, they done walked us through all the marriages and divorces and babies and raising of them. And, you know, that one that got away, or that one that we still talk to as our friend, acquaintance, a homie, or our potential, or the man who smashed or didn't smash, or you just haven't smashed with yet, but you like, or he just don't like you. I mean, there's so many scenarios in this situation, and I'm still ripping up lists. I'm still ripping up more. I keep finding more and more on another list and another list and another list. That's right. That's right. All right. You know you can reach me at area code 224-531-1122. That's anytime. Again, that number is 224-531-1122. You can also reach us on Showtime at The Real Deal. No BS. That's right. The Real Deal. No BS talk show. That's right, I'm going to say it, Queen Akaya. I know we hated that name, Queen. We shouldn't call our name Queen or Diva, you know, but hey, I can't agree with everything this man say, you know. That's his thoughts. Some of it, like I say, I loved and I cherished it, and then some I think about, man, that's got to be crazy. But, you know, hey, it must have worked for him. I think he made $2 million last year. How are you doing with that? You know, what you doing, not how you're doing, but what you doing with that. That was one thing that drew me to him. He's very handsome, very charismatic, I believe is the right term. This brother is a self-appointed guru. That's what I like to call him. Image consultant, excuse me, Kevin Samuels. If you didn't know, I'm assuming everybody listening to my voice knows about this brother, Kevin Samuels. He's a consultant, lifestyle coach, and on this particular piece, he says, you will never outperform your belief system. What is it that you believe? What is it that you definitely believe in your life? That's what you will attract. He's known for high-value series, Manifest the Madness of Modern Women, Winter is Coming. He's got so many headliners that are excellent. He talks about exactly what we need to do when we're in the danger zone. Anybody over 35 years old, they call the danger zone. And anybody that's talking about their PhDs or master's degrees and their leading conversation, and they're not an FBI, that's right, an FBI and or a CIA, those are for the men, the FBI, y'all know what those terms are. If not, keep checking out this show, I'm definitely going to bring it to you. He talks about how average women expect the best. They want a six-figure man, paying job, they want a brother that's fine, 6 feet tall, what they say, that's 666, that's the devil's number, right? So anyway, he talks about how you have to be fit and you have to be submissive and you have to be cooperative. All the things that most of us are not, because we were taught as children that we could have it all. We were taught as little girls to go out here and get it for yourself. Even though we had easy bake ovens and things of that nature, as growing up in Dallas, we still learned how to be ballers, shot callers. And doing so, we sometimes picked up the fork, And in doing so, we got extremely out of weight. Like I said, I know I can lose about 10 pounds, maybe 15 on tops. But, you know, I need to tone it up. But at the same time, as he says, to women considered my age, go on, be a grandmother and leave your life and be and live your life and be all right. He makes jokes about, you know, get a dog. Most women get a dog, rough, rough, and die alone. And that was the most horrifying thought that I had when he said that, dying alone. That's the sad, some sad, sad situation. And whether we want to accept it or not, a lot of women that have their PhDs and master's degrees and whatnot, especially African-American women, are spending their latter years alone. You know, I've been married several times, so some women, I think it's one out of four, the statistics say one out of four women will get married in their lifetime, and I've been married three times, so I've outlived all those statistics. So, you know, it was a little painful listening to what he had to say about women dying alone and me at an age that I am the grandmother, grand auntie, excuse me. I never had any children, so I'm the grand auntie, and I'm thinking, well, grand auntie, you need to face some real serious, serious, serious questions, and that is ripping that list up and finding just a normal, everyday man, not put all those emphasis on how tall he has to be, how much money he has to make, what he does for a living, does he drink, does he smoke, does he, you know, the list goes on and on and on. And I must admit, when I looked at my list with another male party, my brother, and he said, damn, where did you get this list from? And I told him, and he said, oh, my God, even God wouldn't, Jesus couldn't fit on this list. I'm like, you serious? He said, no, I don't think so. You know, it is what it is. We've been brainwashed to think that we can have whatever it is we say. And, you know, hey, I can believe that, too, because, you know, things have happened for me like that. Against the odds, you know, I'm still here. I've had several surgeries. I've had walked away from breast cancer, disease, alcoholism, so many situations in my life that have taken other women out, and I'm still here. You know, the power of the law of deliberate creation, should I say, the power of thought, the power of soul. So I understand why so many of us are in this situation that we feel we will overcome all and we will have everything we want. We can have it all. But if we look around, who's standing to the right or the left of you? And what ring finger, that fourth ring finger on the left-hand side, is it empty? Is our bed empty? Most of all, is your heart empty? So that's the piece that I want to give to from him. I want to glean from him is the fact that that list was to be thrown away. That basically we just want to have a man in our lives that is respectful and that wants us in our lives, in their lives, and are willing to do the things, some of the things that we feel we may want to do from time to time. But it's really the woman's place to be feminine. You know, they made a joke about a lot of women don't even have a cookbook and don't even know how to cook and proud of it, you know. That's not the case here. I do know how to be Chef Boyardee, but yeah, I barely cook, but I promised myself this whole week, and this is actually July the 7th that I'm making this recording, 7/7/22, that I'm going to cook more and eat out less. So, you know, we're going to listen to a little bit more of Kevin Samuels, and then we're going to close out the show. Thanks so much for tuning back in to The Real Deal. That's right, The Real Deal, No BS Talk Show, which you know who, Queen Akaya. Let's see what else he's talking about on this script. we left off at the middle here.
Apartment, and they'd have been loving life for the first 2 years. The next thing you know, about 25 years old, they're having their first kid or their second kid versus getting out here in the happy hour scene, the club scene, continue to try to recapture the college life that you can never recapture. It's over. And you got a bunch of late 20s and 30-something people out in the club still trying to recapture the college, university life, and it's gone. You haven't matured any further. You don't have any more social skills. You stop maturing when you stop dating. You're further in your career. You're further up in your economic and your earnings, but you're completely socially awkward to where even if you ran into Mark or a guy like Mark, you can talk about stuff. You want to talk business. But when he's talking to you, it's not like he's talking to a woman. Even if he sees you and be like, hey, Angie, what's going on? Oh, yeah, I remember you. He's like, man, Angie was always in shape. But, dang, there's just something about her, man. I mean, she's just a little hard. She's a little gruff. And Angie could never figure out, man, I mean, I knew he didn't like me when I was younger, but I figured now he done went through all the little bobbleheads like Hillary and his... I got an MBA and I got a PhD. I mean, why? And never ask Mark. And Mark is never going to tell you. You're disagreeable. You're uncooperative. You're socially awkward. There's something off in the energy and the vibe and the communication. And I'm not invested enough in our interaction to explain it to you. I'd rather just keep us Facebook friends, LinkedIn contacts, LinkedIn connections, and keep it moving. So you get Angie's and Tina's with a bunch of Marks and men like Marks all in their Facebook, all in their LinkedIn, but no dialogue. They go look on his page, he don't even know they exist.
What do you say? They don't even know they exist. How many Ladies, of us have relationships like this?
Your super high standards. And one itis is keeping average women single. It's keeping you single because Mark don't want you. And even after you get a chance to reconnect at the 10-year reunion or whatever, y'all can hook up. Y'all can have a weekend fling or two. But he's never going to take you seriously. If Mark wants a woman, he is serious about her, and he proposes to her. We're going to talk about that, too. I have to open the call line.
Well, there you go. I guess he's bringing the real truth to us, ladies, gents. If a person really wants you, they're going to pop the question. I believe his number is 6 months. Anything over 6 months, then you just, booty call. So I hope you've enjoyed today's show. I hope that you will continue to listen to the show. We're ready. We're back. It is July 2022, and it's the real deal. No BS talk show. We're going to do a lot more work on YouTube. That's right. I'm coming from behind a radio scene into the network of a camera. So I'm excited, a little nervous, I will admit. But I'm going to go for it and see what happens. I've heard from so many of my friends and fans that you're beautiful. You should be happy to show your face. So let us just get ready. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Make sure you reach out to me at The Real Deal No BS Talk Show or 224-531-1122. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. 224-531-1122. Stay woke, stay blessed, and I hope to talk to you real soon. God bless you, Kevin Samuels. May you rest in power. I appreciate everything you said, even though I found you after you had made your transition. I hope and pray that all is well with his family. Much love to the Samuels family. And for his haters, be out of here with that. Take what you need and leave the rest. You need that stuff. Put it on the shelf because one day, you're going to need it. So stay woke, stay blessed. Talk to you soon. Au revoir. Queen signing off.
Money work.
Thanks for checking out the show. You can follow Queen Akaya on Twitter or like her on Facebook at The Real Deal No BS Talk Show.